Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? I have a little bit of a interesting take on negative people for you, right? We like to have a negative encounter with someone. Maybe a friend of ours is rude. Maybe someone that we're dating says something kind of cruel or hurtful. Maybe a family member cuts below the belt. Maybe a stranger says something that is just kind of messed up, right? And we go off the deep end, maybe not even the deep end. Maybe we just get upset. We say things like, God, that person's such an asshole. They're a jerk. Sometimes we'll even be like, oh, they're just a toxic person, or they're just such a negative person, or they're just cruel. And here's the thing. A lot of times that's not the case. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it definitely is the case that somebody that we're dealing with is actually like a truly miserable, horrific person. Everyone around them can agree that person needs to do some work to show up in society as a kinder person, or just accept the fact that they're going to be alone forever because they're so upset. My point is, most people aren't, though. Most people that you are thinking of right now that drive you nuts, or that you're like, I cannot stand them, or I don't agree with them, or I don't like how they do things, or whatever the case may be, they're not actually an asshole or a jerk, even if they act like kind of dickheadish sometimes. I think more than anything, what happens is that some people bring out your triggers and some people bring out your calm. For instance, I have friends that I can think of who I call them and I feel relaxed. I talk to them and I feel more myself. I laugh. I remember the good times. I feel empowered. And it's not necessarily what they're saying as much as it's like their aura, right? And then there are other people who bring out our triggers and we feel like that person is a mirror to, you know what? They consistently make me feel like I'm not good enough. They consistently make me feel scared, or they consistently make me feel like anxious or nervous or whatever the negativity might be. Sometimes that's on purpose. Sometimes that's something that they're meaning to do, if they're poking buttons, if they're saying rude things. And like I said, most of the time people aren't doing that. Most of the time people are just doing the best they can. And you have an experience with them where you're like, you know what? You rub me the wrong way. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong to think of someone and say, you are not someone I vibe with. However, I don't want you to go around the world saying, you don't vibe with me, I don't vibe with you, so you're terrible. I don't vibe with you, so you're a horrible person. I don't vibe with you, so you are wrong and need to be, you know, disgraced by a community or disgraced by our friend group or our family. You are terrible and everyone should agree with me. Because the thing is, everybody has different things that light them up. Everybody has different things that weigh them down. Everybody has different triggers. And typically, the person who's triggering you is probably triggering a lot of people, because if they're triggering you, they're likely not really looking internal at themselves. They're not looking at how they tick. They're not looking at how they can be better. They're not looking at ways that they can understand themselves in a deeper sense. They're making everybody else the problem solver, right? Maybe they're lashing out at you because you need to fix their pain. Maybe they're acting out on you because they want you to be as miserable as they are. Maybe they are reacting negatively to something you said and they want you to take responsibility when they need to be taking responsibility as well. And all of this is to say that, like, that's not to say that you're not going to get along with it, that you're going to get along with every single person. You're not. We're not. You're not going to like every single person. You're not going to get along with every single person. You're not going to get along with people that other people get along with. However, maybe you just don't vibe with them. Maybe there is something about you. I can own up to this too. Maybe there's something in me, right, that I haven't really looked at yet, or that makes me feel so shameful that I can't look at it, or maybe it's just so buried that I'm not ready to look at it yet. Whatever it is, that being around somebody, it kind of like pokes at an issue that's maybe too painful for me to look at yet. And that's typically what's going on. And if you notice that, then you're not going to want to demonize someone. Someone can be different from you and make you feel uncomfortable and make you feel bad about yourself and make you feel not so great. And they can still not be a bad person. Not everybody is toxic because they don't vibe with you. Not everybody is cruel because they don't vibe with you. And the way that I'm saying this almost makes it sound like somebody like told me that I was toxic and I'm like retaliating. No, it's actually the total opposite. There are people who drive me fucking crazy. And I get asked the question like, you know, wow, you should just like dismiss them altogether. You should say more things about that person. And it's like, that's not the point. They're probably a great person to X, Y, and Z so-and-so. And it's not that they're a bad person to me. It's that I don't agree with the way they're acting, and the way that they're acting makes me feel like shit. But they're not an asshole or a jerk or toxic or cruel. We just don't vibe. And it's the easiest way to just drop shit sometimes. Because unless someone is genuinely a terrible person, like the devil, like absolutely a backstabbing liar, incapable of feeling joy and just makes everybody miserable and only wants to start fights and only wants to bring people down and is, you know, completely horrific, I might bend the rules for that person. Generally speaking, that's not going to be most of the people that you interact with. They're going to be people doing their best, just like we are, and you don't vibe with them, and that's it. I just want to put that out there. So remember that you, just like them, are going to be rubbing other people wrong. You are going to be someone that someone's like, I don't vibe with them. And that's fine. It is totally fine, because we can't be accepted by all people. Otherwise, we are not standing for anything. We have no backbone. We're getting walked all over. We're unaware of what our needs are. We are unable to meet our own needs, right? So in this world, there are just going to be some people you don't get along with, and there are going to be some people who maybe don't get along with you, and that is totally fine. Okay? Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies. While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast. Follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.